From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says he's focusing on preparing 2,000 private vessels to help clean up oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports that it's part of BP's program to get local fishermen involved in the response.
The Coast Guard will be outfitting the smaller vessels with communication and tracking equipment needed for skimming operations.
This is something that is on a scale that far exceeds anything we've done in a domestic response before, but it's also an indication of the willingness and the passion of local people to get involved and help us in this cleanup. So the whole issue moving forward is going to be unity of effort.
Allen says the boats will be deployed as far as 15 miles offshore. He says three more aircraft have been sent to the New Orleans region to help keep track of the spill. Allen says he wants a clear command structure set up by next week. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
President Obama is calling an Ohio road project a milestone in the nation's economic recovery. At the groundbreaking in Columbus, the president said the new project and others resulting from the federal stimulus program are putting people back to work.
Together, you're creating more than 2,300 new jobs and sending a powerful message that this neighborhood will soon be a place where more families can thrive, more businesses can prosper.
Mr. Obama says the nation's infrastructure is key to rebuilding the nation's economy. The price of gold hit an all-time high on Friday, trading above $1,260 an ounce. It's the second straight day gold reached record levels, as NPR's Carolyn Beeler reports.
As the U.S. dollar weakens and the euro remains unstable, the price of gold is rising. It set another record Friday. Eugene White is a professor of economics at Rutgers University. He says the high price of gold is an indication that investors are afraid of a double-dip recession.
It's a clear sign that world economies haven't fully recovered and that many investors aren't confident of a quick full recovery.
White says if fears about the instability of the euro and the European economy in general continue to rise, the price of gold will likely continue to climb. The increase in gold prices lifted shares of gold mining companies about 3%. Carolyn Beeler, NPR News, Washington.
A majority of states saw their unemployment rates drop last month, but the widespread declines were mainly because people gave up looking for work and were no longer being counted. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate fell in 37 states and the District of Columbia. Six states had increases and seven experienced no change at all. The Senate passed legislation Friday to spare doctors a 21% cut in Medicare payments, but the last-ditch effort did not come soon enough. Moments after the Senate acted, Medicare announced it would begin processing claims it had already received for June at the lower rate because the House cannot act on the fix until next week. This is NPR News. A suspected U.S. drone aircraft fired two missiles in Pakistan's North Waziristan region on the Afghan border Saturday, killing three militants. Intelligence officials say the drone targeted a house located about 60 miles east of Maranshah, the main town of the region, and known as a hotbed of Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants. The United States has stepped up missile strikes in Pakistan's northwest region since the Jordanian suicide bomber killed seven CIA employees at a U.S. base across the border in Afghanistan's eastern Khost province in December. Human rights advocates are pressing for the release of a Guantanamo detainee who has no ties to terrorists. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on a case that's getting a lot of attention at the White House.
A federal judge has concluded that Mohammed Odani poses no danger to society. The Yemeni man has spent more than 8 years at the Cuban prison, but the White House is reluctant to send him home. That's because the president suspended detainee transfers to Yemen after the failed Christmas Day airline bombing plot. Amnesty International is campaigning for Odani's release, and his sister wrote President Obama about her family's sorrow. Top government officials will meet next week at the White House to discuss their options. 90 Yemenis remain at Guantanamo, and there are no easy answers about how to handle them. Odani's lawyer says he wants a speedy release, even if he can't go back to Yemen because of security concerns. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks ended the day higher Friday after another record high for gold lifted shares of minerals companies. The Dow Industrials rose 16 points. The Nasdaq gained 3. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.